Number 3. The Mice in Council. A long, long time ago, the mice were quite annoyed by the attack of the cat. To solve this problem, they called for a meeting to decide how they might best work out ways of warning themselves of the approach of their great enemy, the cat. Among the many plans suggested, the one that was offered by a young mouse found most favor. The proposal was to tie a bear to the neck of the cat. When they were warned by the sound of the bear, the mice might run away and hide themselves in their holes at his approach. But when the mice further discussed who among them should thus tie the bear to the cat, there was no one found to be willing to do it.
A long, long time ago, the mice were quite annoyed by the attack of the cat. To solve this problem, they called for a meeting to decide how they might best work out ways of warning themselves of the approach of their great enemy, the cat. Among the many plans suggested, the one that was offered by a young mouse found most favor. The proposal was to tie a bell to the neck of the cat. When they were warned by the sound of the bell, the mice might run away and hide themselves in their holes at his approach. But when the mice further discussed who among them should thus tie bell to the cat, there was no one found to be willing to do it.
A long, long time ago, the mice were quite annoyed by the attack of the cat. To solve this problem, they called for a meeting to decide how they might best work out ways of warning themselves of the approach of their great enemy, the cat. Among the many plans suggested, the one that was offered by a young mouse found most favor. The proposal was to tie a bear to the neck of the cat. When they were warned by the sound of the bear, the mice might run away and hide themselves in their holes at his approach. But when the mice further discussed who among them should thus tie the bell to the cat, there was no one found to be willing to do it.